Patio. I'm Cindy.
And I'm Jen. So this week we're just going to do a short little intro because we have such a fun guest.
We do. So, exciting.
Yeah, we'll tell you a little bit about her
in a little bit.
But first, let's talk about this week's 2020 news of the week.
So 2020 thing of the week. This one is actually a good thing that happened to someone. So this guy back on December 5th was watching TV. And he saw an address, and the numbers were 7314. So he thought, those are my lucky numbers. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
So he ran down to the local gas station, and he bought lottery tickets. 160 of them, so $160, $1 tickets, with that same exact number on each ticket.
Over and over 160 times?
Over and over 160 times.
Wow.
Guess what? He won.
What?
He won! So he won each one of them.
Yeah, so he won all 160?
He won on all 160, because he used the same number 160 times.
Okay,
he was that bought in to that number.
Like, he is from the future, and he knew.
He was that bought into that number.
Right, because we've all had numbers like that, right? Like,
uh-huh.
We all have numbers that we would play, that we like. I remember my mom, when we were kids, would do our birthdays and things. But you do that like once. You don't do 160.
No, of the same number. He won. He won $800,000.
That's crazy.
Isn't that something? He was like, wow. He was even surprised. So yeah, that was in Virginia. So part of the state lottery or something. It wasn't like Powerball or anything like that.
But $800,000.
He bought the same number 160 times. I've never done that.
No, I mean,
why? Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that's our problem. That's why we don't
win. Maybe that's why we don't win, right?
We don't really commit. We're just like, we let them pick it.
Yeah, we're like, yeah, I want to do the quick pick with the kicker or whatever the heck that's called.
See, and I never get that. But, you know, we got to do this,
man. This guy's watching a show, and the address on the show were his winning numbers. And he knew it. He said the minute he saw the numbers on the address.
And he just had a feeling.
He had a feeling, and he went out and bought the tickets.
You remember Lost? Did you ever watch the show Lost?
I did watch it.
Where they had those numbers?
Yeah, it kept coming up. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Maybe we need to commit to that. Because there are times, like, and I was talking to one of our listeners about this, where certain times on the clock come up, you know, and then it just seems like you always look at those times and those numbers. So maybe when stuff like that happens, we need to be playing them in the lottery.
We need to be paying attention, obviously.
And then not just one time, you need to buy 160 tickets.
160
and
tickets.
And what
made
him do 160?
I don't know. Maybe it doesn't really say in the article. Maybe that was just like all the money he had.
Like, did he have another vision, or was like the next, you know, number on the commercial 160?
He said I saw an address on a TV show. It was in the background, and for some reason it stayed with me. I just knew.
That's so cool. We need to pay attention to those signs then.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So snack of the week this week is such a cool
snack. Oh my
gosh.
It was so awesome.
Amazing. So one of my good friends, who's also a listener, lives in Canada in Toronto area.
It was so awesome.
Yeah. So she, like, I was working, and I work from home, and that day, like, I don't ever get dressed up or anything, but that day I was, like, especially not dressed up, was not looking cute at all.
Especially.
I don't even know if I brush my hair at this point. And I heard the doorbell ring, and so I thought it was just Amazon, right? And
sure.
So nobody would actually be there, just a package.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened the door, and there's this girl standing there with a mask, and I'm like, okay, hi. Like, because, you know, normally if it's a door-to-door person, they're not going to have a mask. They're not going to look, like, well-presented or whatever. And she had a car that kind of looked like your sister's car, so at first I thought it could be her. And I look, you know, a little bit closer, and she has a bottle of wine in one hand and then this box in the other hand. And so I'm still confused.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's happening. And she just starts telling me, okay, this is this box. And then here's, like, the pairings and all this stuff. And, like, I'm still not really computing. I'm like, okay, thanks. So I put it down on the table and really look at it. And it is the most incredible. It's like this fancy gift. I don't ever get fancy gifts. And this was like the fanciest gift I've ever gotten. Or one of them at least. And it's this charcuterie box.
Yeah.
So this is her whole business. She puts together these beautiful charcuterie boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And she has different options on her website. So, you know, depending on the size, you can kind of personalize and customize mm-hmm. certain things. And our friend that sent it, she's Italian, so she sent an Italian wine. That's one of her favorite kinds.
Yeah, and it was really good, too.
Yeah, and it was so incredible.
I mean, this charcuterie board, though, was just awesome.
Yeah, because, like, the ones things that I make at home. So my dad had sent me this really nice board.
Uh-huh.
So I'd kind of tried a couple, but I never really took the time to make the fancy ones because you can make them incredibly fancy. But, you know, like when you compare the stuff that you put on there to their ingredients, mm-hmm. it's like no comparison.
Right.
It was like the nuts were so good.
Oh, those almonds were so good.
Some kind of herbs, like it was so good.
And then the stuffed peppers, the little bitty peppers.
With the special cheese inside.
That was so good.
Raspberries, which I never buy. Yeah. That just, it really
And they had
added.
White chocolate in them. Yeah. They were so good.
Oh, and then the blackberries. So it came with brie, and the blackberries with the brie was just amazing.
And then the habanero chili cheese.
That was so good.
It was so good. It was warm, but it was not too spicy. It was really good.
It all was
And then
just
the different
so good.
Meats that they had.
There was like
Italian meats were so good.
Well, and then the chorizo, but it was like really thin.
Yeah.
It was so good.
It was all just so
And the presentation was perfect.
Beautiful.
And that wine was incredible. I hope I wrote down what kind of wine. I think
we took a picture. We had so much fun with it just because it was just so
well,
different.
Well, one, it was so surprising. Nice. Like, yeah. It was completely unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
So I was so, so thankful. But that is snack of the week. So whether you make a charcuterie board or search in your local area. If you're in Tampa or this area, I can 100% hook you up with this
highly
person.
Recommend her, yeah.
She was great. She was so nice, and her company is so cute.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not, just look in your local area. I think these are popping up all over the place, these charcuterie companies.
It was just great. It was beautiful. I mean, it was just gorgeous.
Yeah,
it was so
do
much
that.
Fun.
It's fun to make them, but it's so much more fun when someone else does
it. And it's a nice treat, especially right now during COVID, because it's a nice just surprise and different, and you can just get it and have
it
in your
and you can
house
bring it to the park, because the way she did
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So we put it on a board just to make it prettier. And because I wanted to use that board, but she has it all in this kind of like just a regular delivery cardboard sort of box.
Uh-huh.
So you could take that box to the park
Perfect.
With you and just or the beach or wherever.
And she
you are.
Even has pictures on her Instagram where she sets up things like that for people.
Yeah.
Like if you're gonna propose or you're gonna
business
do something
opening.
Yeah,
and stuff
just
like
really
that.
Cool
so,
stuff.
So yeah, so that was that snack of the week charcuterie.
Highly
boards.
Recommend it. Yes, very good. And then didn't we have an Ida scent?
Yeah, we're just making this one up, but it's not in our box. Christmas movies are overrated.
I dissent.
And what's interesting about you dissenting on that is that I've always been obsessed with Christmas movies to the point where somebody made me this cup that
True.
Said this is my Hallmark movie watching cup because I just love them. And you always make fun of them.
No,
you never watch them.
I don't make fun of them.
100% you do.
I do not. I do watch them.
Wait,
and
this is a lie detector
Christmas
microphone.
Vacation. I love Christmas Vacation.
So you like a Christmas
and
movie.
I love Love Actually.
You hate Love Actually.
No, I like it.
You make fun of
no,
it the whole
I don't.
Time.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Oh my gosh.
I like Love Actually. You got me mixed up with someone else. I
no.
like
you make
the
fun
thing
of
is,
that
the
movie
thing
every
about,
year.
I sort of make fun of the Hallmark movies just because they're so predictable. Like, you know, this Well, we'll talk about it in the podcast.
Yeah, we talk with our guests.
But it is very predictable, so I would make fun of those.
I'm glad you like them now. This year, you've been watching them more. In the past, we could not keep your interest. You'd be on your phone the whole time, and you'd be like, this is stupid. Not another Christmas movie, but you finally like them. But I've always been obsessed. Well, our next guest is a self-proclaimed Hallmark movie expert.
Right.
Like, she's legit.
And she really is
she's
legit.
She's researched mm-hmm. this. Like, she loves it. And she's such a fun friend. I've
so much fun.
Known her since my early sophomore year of high school. So, mm-hmm. sophomore year of high school. And we became close friends then. We were in a lot of the same classes and stuff. And we'd never lost contact. Like, all through college, she went to Mizzou and I would visit her there. And then we've just been friends ever since. She is a fun friend. She is in a band. She's really super talented. Mm-hmm. They flew down to Florida and they performed here, so we got to go see her.
Yeah.
And they're not just like one of those bands where it's like, okay, your friend's in a band, but they really kind of suck. Like, they are legit.
They're good. Yeah,
so
they're
good.
Legit.
One of the band members is a professional musician. Like, apparently has a private jet and everything. So, like, they're legit people. So it's so fun to, like, see someone you it know really be really good.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, if you picture, like, who's in a band normally, you wouldn't picture, like, she's, like, a rocker chick, but she's obsessed with the Christmas movies, too. So uh-huh. we were able to talk with her. Yeah. And we just thought we'd throw a fun episode at you that you can just listen while you're getting ready for Christmas.
Yeah.
And just bring some laughs, because I know a lot of people are sad right now because we're not doing Christmas right. the way we
it's
always do.
It's not the
do.
Same, yeah.
Yeah, so let's just try to bring some joy, and you can make fun of us. Hopefully, like, you enjoy this kind of interview. This is what I envisioned when I thought of the podcast in the first place. It's just, this is the kind of conversation we would have on a patio, and we're just doing it on the podcast. So
yeah, just having a good time yeah. and enjoying each other's company, and hopefully you will enjoy it too and learn something about Hallmark Christmas movies.
Right. And then hopefully this will inspire you to want to be a guest as well, because we would love to just get to know people and talk yeah. to people about whatever random topic. So she contacted us about the Christmas movies, and we thought, yeah. heck yeah, let's talk
heck
about
yeah.
that. But if you have some crazy hobby or something you're obsessed with that you just want to
talk
about.
We want to learn about it. Yes.
Yeah, you don't have to be an expert. Just love it.
Just love whatever. It. We want to learn about it. And we want to hang out with you. So.
Yeah. So tell us what you think about Christmas movies. I'll try to make a post on Instagram. I have a super crazy week this week with work and everything. So I will do as good. I think in the new year, I'm going to try to be better at posting on Instagram. But it's so not my thing.
We got a lot going on.
Yeah. So I might have, like, I don't know. I've thought about hiring somebody or something to help me. But it's not like I'm making money on this. So I don't know.
Right.
But anyway.
We can keep that in mind.
Yeah. So we do. But we do talk to her about potentially writing us a jingle.
Uh-huh. So definitely. So
because
that's good news.
We had to pick just a random intro song for the podcast, and I'm kind of over it. So.
And she said she's taking a few weeks off for the holidays, so yeah. she's going to kind of work that in, maybe. Think
so maybe
about
we'll
it.
Get, we'll be official podcasters.
Hey, get our own jingle. What?
Yeah. So hopefully you guys like Julia. She's amazing.
Super fun. So here's Julia.
Let's just okay. tell the listeners how yeah. we met. So we met yeah. in high school. Yeah. I think our sophomore year, right?
Yes, in drama so, class with Dr. Summers.
That's what I thought. I was trying to think which class, because we had a couple classes together. We had one our moms yeah. took us out of, this English
yes.
class.
Oh, really?
Oh my God.
Both of our moms.
What was wrong with
Ms.
that?
Miss Benning. Well, she was
oh, she
like,
was horrible.
Yeah.
Oh.
But both of our moms teamed up together, and like our moms
they
are
did.
So different. They were so different. Like mine was super religious and her mom's so cool.
Oh,
but they
yes.
were like, you will not mess with our daughters. So they went together to the school and they complained, and we got taken out of this
oh,
class.
Oh, awesome.
Good yeah, moms. We did. We did. Yeah. Like she was horrible. She was
yeah.
horrible. Like she made me hate English, and I love English. Like, you know, I ended up majoring in
we
it.
We both did. We both loved English. So
and
this
you
was,
love it, yeah.
Yeah, but it was an AP English class. So we thought, great, we'll get college credit or yeah. whatever. No, it was horrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah. So we
horrible.
Bonded over
but yeah, but then we, yeah. And so then we ended up both on, you know, Red and Black.
Yeah, so we were on the newspaper for a couple of years
nice.
Together.
Nice.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And sure. yeah, I was the entertainment editor, and I wrote a music column.
And I was cool. the editor, and I always did, like, the feature, like, the fun stories. So her and I had the fun stories. Like, we had some people in there who wanted to be, like, really serious journalists.
Uh-huh.
Like, they wanted to write the news stories. We didn't care. We wanted to have fun.
Yeah, I wrote my, well, I did have my big moment where I interviewed Marilyn Manson.
Yes.
Ooh.
And that was like epic for you. I remember.
That was epic.
Was in high school?
Yeah.
Was in high
yes.
school, right?
Yeah, I went to a Marilyn Manson show up in Columbia at the Blue Note right when he was starting to get big. And I like walked backstage and I, yeah, I was just like, I'm going to ask you some questions for my high school paper.
Oh,
he was
my
cool.
gosh. And he did it. It was great.
And he answered you?
He did. Like, he was really, I mean, it was like two questions, but still, I was like,
so cool.
That counts.
Exactly. What was it like backstage at a Marilyn Manson concert?
Very
dark. What was it backstage? It was like an alleyway. Like, they didn't really have a proper
he, like,
backstage there. So
the alley.
It was an alleyway. And, like, there are other fans and stuff, but
he was
like,
trying
it was,
to leave
yeah.
and I grabbed him. Yeah.
I'm a serious high school journalist. I need.
I was. I was like, I am a serious high school journalist. You know,
we took our job yeah. seriously. It was.
Yeah,
fun.
I did, you know.
That's cool.
It yeah. was my calling. I don't know what happened.
I that's what I think. Because it's like when we get older, we don't want to be told what to write. Like, it was fun back then. Although we did sell those papers, we had to sell them for like
we did
5 cents in the oh, school.
Wow. People bought those.
I know. I'm so wow. blown away still to this day. Like, they didn't. It wasn't like you had to try to get them to buy it.
Right.
Like, they ran up to you to buy our paper.
Really?
Yeah, high school students, 25 cents.
I know. Right. Yeah, we were. It was.
We
it was.
It but it, yeah.
That was. That was good. That was good stuff. And see, now those were the days, man. Those are the glory days.
I know. And you were the. So Julia was the cool chick. She always had. You were the first one, I think, that had a tongue ring.
Whoa!
And
I was.
it was kind of like controversial for our little school. Ooh.
That was super controversial. Like,
I remember
because like, Steph said it was so conservative.
Yeah.
And like, I was the first one. I dyed my hair blue and I got the tongue pierced. Like I lied to my mom and my dad. And Terry and I went up to alternative art and I got my tongue pierced and I didn't realize how bad it smelled, but I thought about this.
Yeah.
And everyone and figured
that was
it
like
out
a couple weeks. Like I remember it was yes. an extended time. You couldn't talk. So like, yeah. How did you tell your mom? Yeah. What would you say?
She just figured it out. And like and it's weird. Cause like they didn't make me take it out. It was hilarious. Yeah. I just said, you know, that I might have my tongue pierced, but I was like, I get good grades. I hadn't been arrested. Like think about all the other things that some of our friends got into, Scotty. I was, exactly. I was pretty good. I said, this is the worst thing I do. It's not bad.
Yeah, you're good. And now you're a lawyer, so it worked
she
out.
She already had it prepared. She was like, this is the worst thing. It's yeah. okay.
My hair might be blue, sometimes it's green. Big and I have deal. A tongue ring, but damn it, I'm a good student.
I'm now a journalist. I'm a lawyer and a mom, and I watch Hallmark movies. So this exactly. is what happens if you're, I'm so punk rock. So you know me for years, you know that I'm all like alt rock and like
yeah
rock.
Run.
But, like there's yeah. the thing, like I have a side and you know this about me too, is that I love like that, what people call bad 80s or even bad soft rock. Like I love Richard Marx and Roxette and Steve Winwood. And you know what my philosophy is no guilty pleasures. I don't have them. I feel like you should love whatever you love and like love it.
100%.
No guilty pleasures.
Right. That's a good exactly. philosophy.
Who yeah, that's my philosophy, no guilty pleasure. So I feel no shame in my love of Hallmark movies, which you wouldn't think, oh, you know, Julia, she's
not
like in a
thought
rock band.
That about you. Yeah. When yeah. June brought this to me, she said, it's about Hallmark movies. I'm so excited and Christmas and all that. And I was like, who is it? Julia. She told me and I was like, what? Julia loves Hallmark?
The rocker chick.
Julia, my favorite band person.
I love Hallmark, and I'd like to say this about myself, is I'd like to say that I think I got into Hallmark movies before it was cool.
Okay.
Like now
okay.
it's kind of right. cool okay. to watch the Hallmark movies. Like you haven't got, and my assistant actually, Abby, God love her. She knows me. She bought me I'm not wearing it, because it's actually already in the wash, but she got me a shirt that says, this is my Hallmark movie Christmas watching t-shirt, because they sell those.
I have a cup like that.
Yes,
yeah.
She has a cup. Yes.
They have their own wine now. It's like a freaking empire. What? But I've been watching Hallmark movies probably for the last like 10, 12 years. Like wow. I got into them when the girls were babies, because like, you know, on especially on like Saturday and Sunday afternoons, they would just like nap on me. And like, I would kind of be stuck on the couch because I didn't want to wake them up. Mm-hmm. So I just start like watching TV and I was flipping state like channels one day and I'm like, what is this crap? I got to watch it. it sucked me. And really what kind of started was with not even Hallmark, but with, I think, I don't know if it was a Lifetime one or ABC Family, which I now think is Freeform, did them too. The one that got me sucked in was this ridiculous one with Nicole Eggert, who was on Baywatch and Charles in Charge.
Ooh. Oh my
and
God.
It was called Washing Machine, I think. And I was like, what WTF? How is this a Christmas movie? But anyway, like this is a great movie because she is a like frazzled housewife with like kids and this husband, and she's like busy and, you know, always like has like curlers in her hair and can't mm-hmm. get her shit together because, you know, being a mom is hard and wife is hard and life yeah. is crazy. And she's out of and about the town one day around Christmas time, of course, and she runs into this very handsome man who is like an art dealer and rich or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And it turns out he's like the one that got away ex-boyfriend type.
Oh yeah.
And so she goes home and she's just like, and he's just like, oh, you know, she's had this moment like he's doing so well, what am I doing? So she goes home and she's doing her, you know, housewife mom shit, and she's doing the laundry and she's putting something in the washing machine, and all of a sudden she can't reach something, so all of a sudden she like crawls in to grab it, and then she is sucked into an alternate dimension.
What? Oh my God. Okay, this yeah. is like ultimate Christmas movie. This is not just cheesy like,
oh, this goes beyond anything I've ever seen. It's amazing because she gets sucked into an alternate dimension where, of course, in an almost like It's a Wonderful Life-y sort of vein, she has this alternate reality. So it's like what her life would have been like had she ended up with the other
guy.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow. So does it,
and I won't give anything away because it is, I think you could actually find, I think it's like streaming. Like you could find it on like
yeah,
YouTube.
I feel like I need to watch
We should watch
one.
That one.
And
yeah.
That is a must watch. And then and the other one, and actually we're just watching it, is The Fabulous. And you can get it. It's on Amazon. I just bought it for $4.99 Amazon Prime. It is worth every penny. I think it's also, it's cheaper on iTunes. The 12 Men of Christmas.
12 Men?
Starring the great Kristen Chenoweth, which
I like her. Yeah. Have I seen that?
Oh, it is awesome. And also has like the really hot dude from Desperate Housewives, which was like years ago. So I don't remember his name, but he was like Terry Hatcher's boyfriend on the show.
Was he the lawn guy? Yes. He was on Dancing with the Stars this year.
Yeah.
Oh, he was? I see. And I know y'all watching that. Yes. Yeah, we'll see, this is all coming full circle.
Yeah. So the 12 Men of Christmas. So what's that about?
So 12 Men of Christmas. Okay. And this is a common trope in Hallmark movies where you have usually New York or Chicago, big city executive who thinks she has everything together. But of course she doesn't, because she's got, she plays this ad exec woman named EJ, and she's like, she's perfect and like successful, and she's like moving on up in the world, and she's got this fiance who's like really hot, and they go to a Christmas party at the very beginning of the movie, and she catches him in the bathroom making out with her boss in the bathroom stall.
Not the boss.
So she gets mad at her boss. She breaks her boss's Gucci shoe
because she's so mad.
And she she breaks her boss's Gucci shoe, and then like she breaks up with her fiance, and then she's like looking for new jobs. So she is sent to, or she takes one in Montana. So she has to move to this small town in Montana where she's like going to help them with their tourist stuff for like a year. And of course, while she's there, she hears about the search and rescue people in the mountains that save people from avalanches. And she decides that they need help fundraising, which turns into creating a calendar where they pose naked.
Oh my God.
All sorts of craziness ensues.
Naturally, because...
So 12 Men of Christmas is a good one. But yeah, but those are not Hallmark. So of course, there's a little bit more... Like Hallmark, it has a formula.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they really do. And because I researched this, because I would love to personally, I would love to write a Hallmark movie. Like, I think I could do it.
I was actually
thinking about that. Like, because I listened to the Medium episode. It was like those two, that was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, I was like, oh gosh, like we're like all these high school people, like get in there.
Could you imagine
like,
who would come through?
That's true.
You have to do a reading because I want to know who comes through.
Oh, I know. Like, I think I'm convinced that I might do.
She seems.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. Like, she sounded legit.
Yeah. Like, she seems very legit, too, when you're talking to her.
Because, like, for me, the psychic thing, that totally makes sense. Because I've always felt like I had some premonitions. And I've seen people really predict stuff. But then the medium part, that I've always been skeptical, you know? Because then some of them that you watch or you hear, it's like, they say such generic things. Like, does anybody in the audience have somebody with an M that
right.
If it's not an M, it could be an S.
Like that John Edwards guy.
Yeah. And so you're just kind of like, okay, I could do that same thing. But with her, like hers, just something about her seems so genuine. So.
Yeah.
Well, I told you that story about the one experience I had with the medium where that was crazy. Where she talked about, like, she brought the image in my recurring dream that after my friend committed suicide, there's no way, there's no way that she would have known that. And it was a very, very specific image.
Wow. Yeah, things like that.
I mean,
that makes me more of a believer in that kind of stuff.
I was like freaked. I was like, whoa, because that was one image that there was no doubt in my mind. I was like, holy shit. But yeah, like with the whole, and again, that's another reason why Hallmark movies have been a thing. I mean, they've been my thing for years. In 2020, like, especially like if you're like me, and a lot of people have like lost loved ones or like can't see people or have endured like job losses or, you know, economic hardships, like, you know, we like need some cheer, damn it.
Exactly.
And it's weird because they're predictable.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, you know exactly what's going to happen. There's going to be a happy ending. And I mean, like, I can like say, like, I'll be watching, I'm like, well, this is what's going to happen next. Oh, this person's going to get with this person. Oh, yeah, he's going to be the bad guy.
Exactly. I like, do the same, but it's still so good.
Because it's so familiar. Yeah. You know, you can predict it, but it's good. It still keeps you interested.
And what I like this year is that a lot of them, like Grey's Anatomy and a lot of the shows, they're really bringing COVID into it.
Oh my God, Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, I know. And I'm such a fan, but then it's like, we have to still continue to see reality. But with the Hallmark movies this year, they haven't brought in anything. Like, none of them have the masks on. They're still going in crowds. Cause I'm sure they filmed it prior to all of this, but it's just kind of, that's also a nice escape to see. Like, we're just really losing ourselves.
And Hallmark movies, what I think is interesting, and people, you know, sometimes you want realism. Sometimes you want to see Grey's Anatomy. Like, I watched the latest episode on Thursday, and, like, I cried so hard, I think I almost vomited. It was so heartbreaking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was so heartbreaking. This Bailey storyline there. Oh, but then you need a balance. And so for me, like, sometimes I want some predictable. So in Hallmark movies, they have got, I did some research on this because I'm like, if there's a way for me to write a Hallmark movie, I really want to do this.
You should do it. I totally think so.
It's hard to break into. They don't accept independent scripts or plots, submissions. Really? And they have like a very small like ring of like writers that they choose, and there's no info out there about how to become that person. I've been stalking some Hallmark writers on Instagram. I found one, and I've like been like liking all her stuff, and I've been commenting. So eventually, I get a message like, "Do you know anything about this Hallmark movie business? Because I need to do this because I have all these ideas." But what I think is interesting is one of their guidelines is So people do get sick and die in Hallmark movies usually at the beginning, because let's say a typical Hallmark plot line is you are usually, like I said, a big ad executive or a lawyer. A lot of them are unhappy lawyers. Imagine that. Not far from the truth. We're all stressed out and unhappy. And we're like, why are we doing this? And they're usually at a big law firm in a big city. And all of a sudden they get a call that changes everything.
Yeah.
And it's usually a grandparent, a grandma, a grandpa, or a great aunt or something like that who dies. But they don't say die. You'll never hear the word die or dead. They will always say passed. Not even passed away. They'll say passed. You will never hear died, anything like that. And usually at that point, they're in the big city. They're like, you need to come home. And they think they're just coming home for a funeral. But usually there's something involved where they're like back in their hometown. They haven't been there forever. And usually they inherit something like a Christmas tree farm, a candy cane factory, something like that. A bakery.
An inn or like a
Christmas
hotel.
Cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they inherit this stuff. But then, of course, when they come back into town and there's like, oh, wow, you've done so well for your lives, blah, 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 blah. Then they see like usually an ex-boyfriend or someone for usually a man or a woman from their past. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, you know, there's like tension, and usually they don't get along or something like that. But of course, that's
one of them hates Christmas. One usually the big city, like unhappy lawyer
hates Christmas.
Yeah. And then a lot of times the Christmas tree farm or the inn or whatever they inherit is just, it's about to die. They're going bankrupt.
Yeah. They don't have any more money.
Yeah. The only person that can save them is the rich person
from the big city. Yeah.
Or the hometown person that they run into that they used to date and they broke up in high school.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like you know, and there's always too, what I love about it is there's always like the thing they you know, spend the first 30 minutes they meet, they establish it. Then like, you know, the second 30 to 45 minutes, they meet each other. And usually around the 1 hour and 30 minute mark, the miscommunication happens. There's always a miscommunication or a betrayal that will resolve itself in the last 5 to 10 minutes of the movie, where there's usually a kiss, an engagement, or a wedding, depending on how they want it. But yeah, there's always a betrayal. So I watched one today. Now this was a throwback from 2018, but I watched one called Christmas in Love, which the title is very generic, but it had to do with, it's actually been set in Missouri, apparently, White Deer, Missouri, which does not exist. It's just like, oh, I went to college in St. Louis and I had this big career, but I decided to come back to White Deer to help my family's bakery. And they make these, they said Missouri's best, most famous Kringles. I was like, Missouri does not have Kringles. What is a Kringle? Apparently a Kringle is like a big cookie pastry Kringle dealer. Yeah. But anyway, they have this, the Missouri's famous Kringles. And so all of a sudden their corporate is out in San Francisco. So they fly this guy in. Well, she got to meet the woman who's like the daughter of the baker that does the Kringles, but is run by a corporate conglomerate in San Francisco. And it's just this big, crazy miscommunication, because he's actually the son of the owner and he's taking over, and they think that he's going to turn the bakery into automation and fire everyone, but like really he isn't, because he's fallen in love with White Deer, Missouri. He thinks Missouri is awesome, which, whoa, that's a stretch.
So you know that's fake.
So you know it's fake,
right?
But anyway, it was like craziness. But you know, that's a throwback. But I'd have to say 2020 for Hallmark movies has been good so far. I love the fact that there's been the two things that I've been excited about too, I think it premieres tonight. They're actually doing one with I forgot her name, but she was on that Sister Sister show back in the day. and she is going to be the lead. So they're actually going to have like people of color, yeah. like, you know, they're going to have a black lead, which is great. And then of course they had their first, you know, gay storyline where they actually like had it, you know, male couple. And then there was actually like a subtle one, like a subplot with two girls, which I was just like, thank you for finally like recognizing that not everyone is like white and heterosexual.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So that was really, I think a good thing where they're recognizing that their audience is, you know, bigger than that. And, but, you know, they still kind of keep to their, you know, like they don't show more than a kiss. Like they're not allowed to do more than that. They're not allowed to say dead. I forgot there's certain rules.
Yeah.
But they still, you know, stick to that formula. And I think that some of the good ones this year, and Scotty, you and I texted, I love the 12th date of Christmas.
Yeah, with the 12th date of Christmas.
That was so good. I love ones, and they have a few, like this is one of their things. There's usually a contest or a festival.
Yeah.
You know, and this one, of course, was the scavenger hunt in Chicago, which I thought was so great.
Cute.
Yeah. It was really cute. It was cute. This app
that they did. That one is one that I would suggest anybody watch, would you say?
I know. That's a good one. And I actually, like, I'm like, can someone please invent that in real life? Because I want to do the scavenger hunt app.
That's what you can do. So if you can't write the Hallmark movie, you can invent what they say.
We especially need that now. I think that would be perfect for now.
Wouldn't that be so fun?
Yeah. And keep it all outside.
Some of the things that they did were, and it was all about local businesses in Illinois, so they would do like a cooking class at a certain place, but you could really make it COVID friendly.
Socially distanced an app. I thought that was cool, and I was like wait, there's a whole company that designs scavenger hunts. Like, why am I not working there? Why does this
cool of a job would that be? Seriously.
Like, I want to be a professional scavenger hunt designer.
Yeah, I know, that'd be a great job.
And they did
it all. And like, I also love the fact that they fit in. Yeah. Well, they fit in the cute storyline too with the grandma that comes in and like meets the Christmas tree. Look, Christmas tree farm. The neighbor has his own Christmas tree farm. And how cute was that? I mean, and then they both end up getting the promotion. Like that's a big deal. And then the other one we talked about too was a 5-star Christmas.
Yes. That was
the bed and breakfast. And of course you knew the whole time. Like I figured out in the first like 10 minutes that the cute guy was like actually like the reviewer of the bed and breakfast.
I didn't figure that out.
She thought it was the girl.
I thought it was the lady.
Yeah.
I was like, he totally was it B. Smith or whatever. Like whatever it was.
But her name was B something.
BT. Yeah. BT. But that's why it was so obvious.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That was really cute. Like, and
that was a good one. That was good. Yeah.
I think, and I would suggest that one too.
I enjoyed it.
And then we watched one yesterday that was something about the Royals. Like the Royals come to town and they stay in an inn.
Yes. I haven't seen that one yet. That's actually on my list though. It's on my queue that I've recorded.
That was cute.
Or the Royal Holiday or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. It was a cute one.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It is cute.
Yeah. That was cute. That's on my list. Oh, I love the Christmas Waltz. Have you seen that one yet?
No. Mm-hmm. So tell us.
It has the chick. She was in Party of Five and maybe Gilmore Girls or something. I don't know. Definitely Party of Five.
Lacey Chabert.
And yes. Yes. Yeah. And she's in a lot of them. She's in at least one or two every year. She like Candace Cameron Bure or like, you know, they're like go-tos. Mm-hmm. And because they need something to do, which, you know what, I would do it.
Okay.
But that was a great one because she's a corporate attorney.
Surprise.
Now she seems to be fairly happy with her job, but she's under a lot of pressure. And of course she gets dumped by her fiance at the beginning that seems so perfect. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I'm still going to take these dance lessons that we were supposed to do to learn our first dance together. Of course the dance instructor is like hot and has like an accent, which is even better. And like and of course, like as they took the lessons, of course there's feelings. And this is another thing that happens usually at some point, usually about at the 1 hour mark, without fail.
Watch them now.
Yeah, as we watch them, I'm gonna check the 1 hour mark.
There is the couple that's gonna end up as a couple at the end. There's usually an invitation to a family Christmas gathering, and they, you know, it always involves like meet their parents. Like, oh, and they realize that they love Christmas, and there's usually they trim the tree, which like who says that?
Yeah.
Like, what's trim the tree? I never say that.
No.
Like, I know what it is. But, you know,
no one says that anymore.
No, yeah, that's kind
of no. But in Hallmark movies, they say, let's trim the tree. And they like interact. And usually there's a cute interaction between like the person who's like meeting the family and the potential love interest. Yeah. And like usually niece, nephew, sister, like a little kid. Yeah, sometimes a kid. And like they, yeah, and they endear themselves, and then they're like, but you have to like get together because I like this person.
Yeah. And then whoever is the guest always puts the top on. So it's either going to be a star or an angel, but they always let that person do it.
Yes, they do. Always. That's a good point. Yeah. That is a good point. Yeah. It's like when they do the tree trimming, usually, yes, the guest, because that's a nice thing to do in Hallmark movies. You let the guest do the
and
do
it's usually the tall trapper. Guy who can just naturally reach up
just
there.
Reach up. Exactly. Exactly.
There's no struggling for him.
But yeah, usually there's that moment too where they're like, they realize that another thing happens where usually the corporate person, if it's like it's that kind of Hallmark movie, the corporate person usually has a family that like orders in for Christmas instead of like makes a home meal, and they're like, wow, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. Where I have a family that cooks. Like, I love Christmas, like this is amazing. Or like they hate Christmas, and all of a sudden like they're like, oh,
after this meal I now love Christmas.
Right after this meal, I love royals. Christmas.
In that one the royals that happened with them, right?
Like, and then they were not he was not a fan, and then they had a meal together. Mm-hmm. And it was over.
That's why it was like with Christmas with the Darlings, which I know we talked about too, where they had the orphans flown in from Australia, and like all of a sudden they have to take care of the orphaned children right before the holidays. And like they both seem to like love Christmas and Christmas traditions. They go on they have to have a sleigh ride, a snowman, and ice skating. Those are, and then they have to get hot chocolate at some point. And single hot chocolate in every Hallmark movie like has to be perfect. They
They started selling wine. Hallmark started selling. Did you see that?
Yeah, I haven't had that yet. Hallmark. I feel like I should.
Well, I looked it up. I was going to get some, but then I think the shipping was ridiculous. So I passed on it. But yeah, they need to have like a Hallmark, like hot chocolate, maybe a Hallmark cookie line. Like they need to really be marketing this stuff.
I feel like Hallmark needs, like, you know how there's Disneyland? There needs to be Hallmark Land. Where they have gosh. Like you go in, it's like the perfect town.
In Kansas City, have you been to their headquarters there?
I have.
Yeah, me too. So they need to expand that.
Yeah. See, they need to do that. Like, it needs to be Kansas City, so I could drive. I would drive to Kansas City for that.
See, that would be the one.
That would be epic. And so, yeah, you know, and the Hallmark thing. And what's interesting too is, I don't know if people. Well, maybe this will start being a thing. But Hallmark does this all year round, not just with Christmas. I mean, Christmas is what it's known for. But I've actually realized in buying the Hallmark movie app because I had to. Like they actually have these movies like all year round.
Checklist app or something?
No, they should.
I think they have
that for the Christmas movies.
Yeah,
but yeah, they have like they have Valentine's Day ones. They have Easter.
Really?
They have like summer ones. But what I didn't realize, and I started watching this back in October, they have Halloween and fall festival ones. And one I got to tell you about just blew me away. It's not Christmas, but it is Hallmark. Because I'm scrolling through like one Sunday morning, like looking for something to watch, drinking my coffee. And all of a sudden I see one called Growing the Big One. And I was like, I was like, oh, I got to click on this. Are you ready for this? It starred Shannon Doherty, AKA Brenda Walsh.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I was like, I am watching this.
Yes.
And let me tell you, it had to do with, and of course, so big city in Seattle, she's a big time radio broadcaster whose grandfather dies. And so she goes back for the funeral, but of course is a will reading and says, oh, if you've inherited my farm. And this town is known for their pumpkin growing contest. So she enters into a pumpkin growing the big one and broadcasts about it.
Of course.
Oh my gosh.
And let me tell you, that was great. I mean,
Oh my gosh.
So really, I feel like I might, especially 2021 is, you know, I'm supposed to get better, but even if it does, I'm still going to watch this. I'm going to like be watching these Hallmark movies all year round.
All season.
Yeah. See?
Because, you know, they I could turn my brain off. Mm-hmm. I feel happier. It's good. You can sit and drink some cocoa or some wine by the fire and relax, or, you know, whatever.
I mean, about it. Like that can be our self-care challenge in 2021. Like every season we'll do Hallmark marathons.
I think that is a part of self-care. I mean, I'm not going to answer emails. I'm going to put my phone down. I'm just gonna like
Hallmark,
you know,
100%.
Especially like, you know, after, and I feel good about sitting on my ass after doing Peloton. Like I do Peloton.
I know. I need to get into it. So have you been doing it a lot?
I have, and let me tell you, their holiday classes are so good.
I saw those.
So I actually started crying on one, like the one on like it came out on Monday. Kendall had a 20-minute holiday ride.
Really?
And I'm like halfway through it, and I don't usually take Kendall's rides. I'm more of a I love Cody.
Yeah,
Cody's I love Robin. Great. Like, you know, she's just a little badass. I did this ride with Kim and she starts playing like a pentatonic. I think it's pentatonics. And they did Hallelujah, the Leonard Cohen cover, which is not really a Christmas song. It's not a Christmas song, but you know, it's whatever. They say Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And she starts talking about people who've lost loved ones and the empty chairs. I'm on my Peloton. All of a sudden I'm like bawling. I was like, oh my gosh. I was not expecting this, but I'm excited about Peloton. Teaming with Shonda Rhimes for the Year of Yes challenge.
No way.
Yes. It starts tomorrow, y'all.
Okay. Okay. We've been looking for an excuse to get busy too.
So you take a Year of Yes class. They're like 20-minute rides. And then they do like a round table, like on social media with Shonda Rhimes, and they're like so it kind of connects with the theme of the class. And Shonda's gonna be taking them live with us.
Oh my gosh.
I love Grace Academy.
Awesome.
That is
awesome. Yeah, so I'm gonna be doing it. So y'all should do it and we could talk about our Year of Yes. We could decide what our yeses are going to be.
Yeah. I mean, yes, definitely Hallmark yes movies. To Hallmark movies, yes. Right? All year round.
So yes,
say
so
yes, we already it's say yes to learning a guitar and performing the great Matildas in 2021 at the Daiquiri Shack.
That's exactly. Right. The Daiquiri Shack.
That was so fun. Yeah. We're also
the best
say
like
yes
made quiz ever. And I love the fact that it was a rock show and it was like actually on like Florida Highway 666. I was like, what?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was like fun. We had a lot of fun that night.
It was such a weird
little venue. The drunken Kid Rock guy. Like there was a guy that looked exactly like Kid Rock.
Yes.
And he was so drunk and he was like headbanging in the front.
Yeah, he was obsessed with you guys up there.
I know.
That was awesome.
Well, if everyone could like us that much.
I know.
Yeah.
It was fun, but it was cool. Like, we knew someone in the band. It was kind of really cool.
Well, so you guys, we're going to incorporate you into the show.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I got to get to work on my guitar.
Yeah, we could totally promote our podcast up on stage. I can announce you guys, and then she can rock on the guitar.
And we can podcast from the location. I think that's a great idea.
We could do live podcast beforehand. Yeah.
Oh my God, you could, because we know all the people there. Like, we could do a live podcast.
Yeah.
And we could be your first musical guest on the show.
Oh, that would be great.
I'm so excited about that. And you have to write our jingle 100%.
Yes.
Because we need to upgrade. Like, that's, you know, we've got to be legitimized with a real jingle.
I'm going to work on, I'm going to see some ideas.
Okay.
Like I have a vision. I could talk about snacks in it too.
Give us a snack.
Do you have a snack that you're having that
well I have to say I have a comment about those Little Debbie Christmas trees.
Okay. I want to hear
that. I thought that they were, I think they're good. I mean, I had them when I was a kid. I've not had them recently, but I think that they're good. Obviously, as you know, in terms of like recent snacks, Trader Joe's, those pumpkin bars.
Yeah.
Like a pumpkin walked into a bar. Like,
yeah, the little breakfast bars. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I love
I'm buying those in bulk because like, you know, they're going to be gone as soon as they're seasonal.
I know.
So I have to like hoard them.
Yeah.
Like the Trader Joe-pocalypse. The Joe-pocalypse.
Yeah.
There's so many. We could do a whole episode, and I try not to do too many Trader Joe's snacks just because not everybody has a Trader Joe's.
A Trader Joe's, sure.
But we could literally do an entire episode on Trader Joe's.
Oh. It's that's the thing. Their seasonal ones are like the best ones, but it's like a good thing. It's like Hallmark movies, maybe Christmas movies. If you had them all year round, like, okay, great, they do have Hallmark movies. But if you had the Christmas ones all year round, you'd be like,
you wouldn't appreciate it. Exactly.
But, you know, like, it's weird. Like, you know, when you get that seasonal snack, it's like, like they have their pumpkin waffles. And I realize if you buy their cinnamon buns, spread.
Yes.
Have you ever put the cinnamon buns spread on the pumpkin waffle?
No, is it good?
Is it good?
Dude.
Okay.
Magical.
I did make pancakes this morning and I put some of the cinnamon bun spread in the pancake mix.
That was really good. Yeah.
That's a good idea. But if you put them, or if you make them, the pumpkin waffle, if you put them on pumpkin, anything, pumpkin, I'm going to put them on pumpkin bread.
Oh, that's
so good. I did not even think about that idea.
That sounds good.
But that's something that's, that's something. So, so Trader Joe's pumpkin, the little pumpkin cereal bars.
It's a good little snack
that gets you through the day. But yeah, the Little Debbie's Christmas tree. The other thing, like I was thinking about Christmas stacks, is those little, they're pre-packaged. Those Christmas tree cookies, they're like shortbread cookies, like in the shape of a Christmas tree with the green sprinkles on them.
Yeah. Oh yes, yes, yes. I know.
Those are excellent. And those Danish butter cookies that they'd sell in the tins.
I know. I bought some of those the other day.
Those are so good.
Yes, we bought a tin of them. We adopted this elderly woman, so we bought a tin of them for her.
Yeah,
I was like, she's gonna love them.
That is a good gift.
That's a definite old person gift.
Yeah,
too.
And then if she didn't like it, she can give it to her granddaughter or something, right? You know.
But grandma, my grandma always had those too.
Yeah, those are like, I think my grandma would have them at her house, but that's something we usually would, my mom would buy us a tin of those. And there was always the one that has like the little sugar sprinkles on the top.
Yeah, that was my favorite. Over those,
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, favorite.
That's the best one in the whole tin.
I know. Yeah, it really was.
I always loved how they were separated by, it's like those little cupcake holder.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Those are, I mean, seriously, like that was a big thing at Christmas. When I was younger, we would get that. And then my dad would always bring home, those little Kahlua, like, you know, the coffee, the liqueur chocolates,
like chocolate filled.
So they have like the little hint of liquor. So I'd be like in high school, I'm like, I'm gonna have a Kahlua chocolate. I mean, my mom also bought me wine coolers every once in a while.
She was cool.
That's awesome.
I think your mom took us to Sonic, and I think she would talk about the beer battered onion rings, and we were like, we're having beer battered because we're such nerds.
Yes. My mom was cool. But yeah, my mom bought me like Boone's once and just said, you know, if you're gonna have, like, she let me drink like Boone's at home. Like, I mean, it wasn't all the time, it was just like a couple of times. Yeah. But she was like, okay, you're understanding that you just do it here.
She was keeping it classy.
Then like once in college, my mom made I got to have a margarita.
Nice.
Yeah, my mom was cool like that.
Was like in high school, I would spend the night and whatever we wanted, we could have. If we wanted Sonic at whatever time, she would drive us.
She would make pancakes at like 2 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
And we got to play.
Yeah, my mom, she would just like, oh, let me whip some up for you.
Yeah. She was cool. And she wasn't like one of those moms that's trying to be cool. Like, she was just a cool person who just wanted us to have fun. Yeah.
Yes. She let us have all the good snacks, man. That was for sure. And she like drove me and like to concerts and stuff. And like and I was just like,
you play your music like really, really loud.
I know.
Cause you know, most moms were like, turn it down. And she was
she would ask me questions. She'd misheard the lyrics. So one day I was like driving and like, it was back, you know, Nine Inch Nails was big in the '90s and they were on the radio and they had this song called The Perfect Drug. And my mom thought it was The Perfect Truck. And she goes, why do they sing about a perfect truck?
That's awesome.
I know. Like, and then, it was that guy was like, the perfect truck. That's exactly what they're singing about. It's like how I tell my kids now that, when they were little, Pour Some Sugar on Me came on once. Cause I'm always at the 80s station on. And they're like, why are they saying about, what's that about sugar? And I'm like, okay, I cannot tell them it's an 80s stripper anthem. So I did some quick thinking and I thought, well, they're actually baking and they're having a party like while they're baking and they're like being all messy and throwing sugar everywhere. So they were like pretty young when I said that. And then a few years ago, we were in the car and in the backseat, it came on again and I heard them talking. And it was one of them, Kenley's like, what's this song again? And he goes, you know, it's the one about the baking.
Mom's job is done.
That's like the Hallmark movie channel version of it.
Yeah.
Movie channel Def Leppard.
Definitely is. Exactly. That's hilarious.
Pour some sugar on me because we're baking and
that's hilarious.
Making a mess.
Exactly.
Oh man. That's parenting right there. I kind of have to make it Hallmark movie channel friendly sometimes. Yeah. Even though now they're getting older and they're like, oh yeah, I'm sure some of the stuff Erin's listening to now that she's older, so I'm just playing all sorts of crap that I don't even know about.
Probably.
Well, one day you're gonna need a call, they're gonna be in college and they're like, mom, do you remember when you told me this is about baking? My friend said,
this is not about baking,
mom.
You've embarrassed me.
Well, it's like, I think when I was like younger I was like watching Dirty Dancing and my mom, I never understood why Baby's dad hated John. Cause that came out like I was in grade school when it came out. And I like wanted to watch it because everyone, like the soundtrack was awesome. Yeah. And everyone like, you know, you want to see Patrick Swayze. And I never figured it out. And like, you know, like they're like, my mom would always tell me, oh, babies like dad, like, oh, just they got into a fight. Like I didn't know like later it was because like Petty, like, you know, got pregnant and they thought it was Johnny. Like I didn't know that. And then with like Pretty Woman, I forgot what it was because like I saw, like I didn't realize that she was like, you know, the, what the whole prostitution thing was all about.
Yeah.
He was just really nice.
He's a real nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like she just likes to like, she just likes to hang out with people and I'm like, oh my God.
She's like a sweet girl and she likes to shop and he's
totally
a nice
not
guy.
A Hallmark movie. Yeah.
It's not a Pretty Woman is not a Hallmark movie.
But we should take all of that, could be our next thing. We take the most inappropriate movies and then we Hallmark it. Like what?
Oh, how there do we go.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Yes.
Like we should
I will say though, Pretty Woman, interesting in fact, you might know because it does have he comes up, you know, at the end. We all know. Yeah. He comes up the like ladder and you know, like climbs up her fire escape and like, you know, they're gonna live happily ever after or whatever. Right, like their initial you know ending to that was actually like dark and like he like abandoned her and she like went back to drugs or something like that.
No.
Yeah. So they changed the ending from the original script to so it was all it's already been somewhat Hallmark.
Yeah.
But I feel like Hallmark some Hallmark some movies, you know, like that make you know, like
maybe so if we can't write for actual Hallmark, maybe we need to do this independently. Like maybe we'll have like
we could.
Hallmark too.
Yes.
Then we don't need their permission. We can have a little bit different format, like we'll have our own formula and it'll be a winner.
Right. Yeah.
We're doing this. Like I'm gonna work for up. You have to have me back so I can.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we'll do.
I've been like Hallmark. I'm gonna take songs and movies we could Hallmark.
Yeah, because you've already
Pour
done
some sugar on me.
Guns and Roses song. Yeah,
Pour Some Sugar on Me is about baking. You know,
that's been Hallmarked.
I think like remember Puff the Magic Dragon. I think for a really long time, I know my mom told me like about the sweet cartoon dragon.
Oh yeah,
I thought Puff the Magic Dragon was like I was like, wow, that's really cool. That he's like saying about like a dragon.
Song. And he's like a flying nice dragon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had no idea for the longest time that it was about drugs. I mean, like, which is like most songs. But I mean, like, thinking about like Talk Dirty to Me, you could be like singing about like a garbage man or something.
Yeah exactly.
Like it's about a garbage man and you know,
it's so fun. Like, and we could sell this. We'll write this as a book and we'll sell it to parents. So when this song or movie comes
say,
on,
oh, yeah.
This is how you can easily
explain
it to
your children. It's a parenting book.
Yeah, because we're so qualified.
Parenting book. Yeah.
We could call it Hallmark Your Life.
Yeah. Yes. And then we'll make different versions. So we'll have like the Christian version, right? And so it can be like, well, so this isn't talking about that. This is talking about like Jesus and he turned, you know, and then we'll have like the whatever. We'll do all different religions so we can incorporate their religion.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So more.
Yeah.
Puff the Magic Dragon's about Jesus.
Yeah, so what they were really talking about was like the disciples and they were coming to talk to Jesus and somebody accidentally thought they said dragon, but they were really saying, yeah, we can come up with
that. Oh, we can. We'll use those English skills.
There you go.
You remember English in skills. High school, you had that calendar or a book. It was like the misheard lyrics book.
Yes.
That was
I did.
Such a good book. What was it?
Oh my God. I still remember those. Like my favorite though. And it's so true because some people at work like hate me because I told them about this because like our receptionist would occasionally like have radio on like 80s music or whatever and this song came on. We were all like hanging out just like talking in our lobby and I was like, y'all, okay, listen to Billie Jean. Okay, wait till you get to the chorus. It goes, Billie Jean, it's not my love, you know. She's just a girl, just that either one. But then it goes, but the kid is not my son. The chair is not my size. You will never hear it any differently ever again.
The chair
oh my
is
gosh.
Not my size.
Go listen to Billie Jean. I promise you. I promise you guys, you will never hear it the same again. And then the other one is Stairway to Heaven. There's like, if we wind on down the road, our shadows taller than our souls. You know that part at the end where it's like, there walks a lady, we all know. Yeah. So there's a wino down the road. I should have stolen Oreos.
That's
so now
awesome.
now we're talking about a hair go, and there's a wino down the road. And at the time, I didn't even know what a wino was. I was like, what? Oh, it's just a drunk. Cool.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, that's why my art, you know, well, I mean, there's the bathroom on the right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's got a chicken to ride.
Yeah.
She's trying to rhyme.
I think the name of the book was, was it a book or a calendar?
It was Excuse You While I Kiss This Guy.
Yeah, and other misheard lyrics. Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. That was a good one. But yeah, my brother came up with one. See, it's the random one. Do you remember Alice in Chains? They had this song Wood. Their first line is like, help me, know me broken by my master. And it sounds like, help me, I've broken my thigh master.
Which would be a much better lyric, you know?
I think it'd be great if you wrote a song about thigh master. But like, you know, my thing is like, I love it. But see, on that subject though, I do have to add this, is like when songs, I don't like it when they don't make sense. So I have to add this in, even though it's not a misheard lyric. But Matchbox 20, which I hate. I'm sorry. Like, no disrespect to people who like them, because you should like what you like, but I don't like them. And they have this song called, what is it? Bent, I think is the name. It was like on the radio for a while, because I don't listen to them, but it came on the radio a few times. And the chorus is like, can you help me? I'm bent. I'm so scared that I'll never get put back together. And I'm like, stop. Can you help me? I'm bent. No, if you're bent, you don't need to get put back together. You'd be straightened out. You're not broken. You're bent. I have a real problem with that. And someone needs to tell Rob Thomas
you should tweet them.
You should let him know.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a fallacy there in his lyrics. It's just not working out.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So that's my feeling about it.
Okay. Well, now we know. We need a segment on every week called Julia Rants.
Julia Rants. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Lawyer Rants.
We need to have a whole new episode the next time you come on, just about lawyery stuff, and you can tell us some cases that you're allowed to talk about and all.
I could do that.
I'm sure we have a lot of questions and stuff, you know. I bet. Do you get a lot of crazy texts like, hey, the situation is going on, what do I do?
I'll get emails and things like that. Yeah.
Only for Jen, though, right?
I'm like, so I have a quick question.
I got one once where someone I knew through the running community had a relative that was like just booked for murder, and they're like, what should I do?
Oh my God.
lock your doors.
And I was like, I don't do criminal law, but let me tell you.
Yeah,
don't get me. I can tell you who to call.
Yeah,
not me.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well,
I represent Hot Topic. I'm serious. I really do.
Wait, really?
I do. And like,
what kind of cases come against Hot Topic? Like, somebody doesn't like
the one I could talk about this because it's settled. And it's old. Literally, someone was crying over spilled milk. I'm not joking. There was a Hot Topic, and there was next to a Jamba Juice, and a kid had gotten chocolate milk at a Jamba Juice, and we're theorizing, and spilled it in front of a Hot Topic. A woman was walking behind him, slipped and fell. She had brittle bone disease, so she shattered her kneecap because she slipped on the spilled milk. So she was crying over the spilled
milk. Hot Topic, saying they should have.
They said that even though it was not on their prop, because it was not in the store, it was in the mall. They said that Hot Topic saw it and should have cleaned it. We would have won, I think, ultimately, but we settled it.
Wow.
Yeah.
We need to have a segment that tells us how can we sue a company and settle.
No.
We don't need to win. We just need to settle.
Well, you know, 98% of cases settle, believe it or not.
So we have a good chance of settling if we just pick a ring.
A lot. I'll just say this. A lot of cases settle. Yeah. A lot of cases settle.
Would that make it easier on you to settle, or would you rather win?
I'd rather win, but sometimes it's appropriate. A lot of times it's not clear whose fault it is. Most of the time it's a real gray area. And then some people, you know, are really hurt, and you want to make sure they're compensated. So you tell you, you know, talk to your client, get them to do it. And of course, there's times where you're like, oh man.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes people just want to avoid litigation. They don't want to go to court. They don't want to sit through a trial. Certainly my mom wanted me to go into criminal. Like, she's like, oh, like, why can't you do it like Judge Judy does? I'm like, well, Judge Judy technically handles some small claim stuff, but
Why don't you just become a judge?
Judge Judy, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Actually, they have that show now called Judge Julia.
Yeah, Judge Julia. That's
Wait a minute. We need to I'm thinking you need your own podcast, to be honest. Like, so you really do. Here, yeah. And we'll write it for you. We'll write Judge Julia.
You should.
You should.
Yeah, definitely.
I could preside over people's cases over the podcast, over the internets.
There you go.
I can solve people's disputes. Like, you should give me some disputes and I can solve them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And you have a gavel, or is that what it's called?
And I could say things like, if there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Check out the hook while Julia resolves it.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Julia. Yeah. So much fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, this is fun. I miss you guys. I can't wait to hang out with y'all. Have me back on. We're gonna Hallmark the movies for sure.
That's a great idea for sure.
Yeah, we need to hurry up and trademark that. Figure out our Instagram handle and let's snag it.
We'll probably get sued just for that, but still.
Eh. But you can represent us, so we're good.
Yeah, I'll settle it.
You'll settle.
But we want to be on the end of settling where we get the money.
I think we would be. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
That sounds good, guys. But I thanks for having me.
Next time we'll do lawyer talk and whatever the next season is.
Yeah.
Maybe like Valentine's Day Hallmark movies / how do you.
Oh, yes. I can get behind that 100%.
We can ask 100% about relationships and how they can get back at their partner in the legal system or something. Like, we'll tie.
Oh, yeah. Give me some. Yeah. Have your viewers send in relationship, either past or present relationship or even friend, conflicts, and I can rule as Judge Julia.
That'd be fun. That'd be fun for sure. Yeah.
And you guys could be part of the jury too.
Yeah.
Have a judge jury.
Yeah. No, we could debate it. So
you guys could be the lawyers. Like, you could advocate.
Yeah.
You could
be the judge. That's a good idea. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good.
And I'll be the judge.
I love it. Oh, yeah, let's do it.
I love it.
Because we can debate.
Yeah.
100%.
See, we can do this. So find some conflicts, find some problems.
I love it.
Make this happen.
That's right.
I have a gavel. I'll get a gavel.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
Nice.
I like it.
You can do a gavel sound effect so you could hear it.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right, guys.